Do you believe that? That Jesus loves us? Amen. Amen. That's always an important truth to know. Jesus loves us. Amen. Today I'm going to talk to you about how important it is that you choose your friends wisely. Do you know what wisely means? That you're smart, that you're careful in who you choose as a friend. Proverbs tells us that you need to listen to the instruction of your fathers and your mothers, and you need to be very careful who you choose as a friend. Now, within the church, so many of you are already friends with one another, aren't you? You love to see each other. You love it when you can gather together with each other. But I'm going to tell you a story about a man that did not listen to his father, did not pay attention to the types of friends that he chose. And because he did not choose his friends wisely, not only did he have trouble in his life, but he caused trouble for all the nation of Israel. His name was Rehoboam. He was the son of King Solomon. Here he is, about to become king. How would you like to be king or queen? Would you like to be the ruler of a nation? Yes. We think about that, absolutely. Do you think if you were the ruler of a nation that you would have to have people around you that could help you to rule wisely, smart, well, and fair? Well, Rehoboam was told that you need to choose wise counselors. You need to be very careful who you listen to. And he had some that gave him good advice. But then he had some that gave him bad advice, very bad advice. And instead of him listening to the wise people, the people that gave him good advice, that told him the good things to do, he listened to the people that told him bad things to do, very bad things to do. He didn't treat his people fair. He raised their taxes. He was very mean to the people of Israel. And you know what happened? Instead of being able to rule, we'll call it 12 cities, although they were 12 tribes of Israel, instead of him getting to rule 12, he only got to rule one. 10 tribes left him and went to another king. Judah and then the Levites finally decided to stay with Rehoboam, but his kingdom didn't last very long, and it was a very unhappy kingdom, all because he listened to bad advice. When mom and dad tell you to do something, is that good advice? Yes, that's very good advice. If you have friends that pray with you, do you think that's a good thing for friends to do with you, is to pray? Absolutely. When they encourage you to come to church and to be a part of the activities of the church, like your adventures and later on Pathfinders, are those good things to do? Yes. What if you had a friend that said, no, don't go? Would that be good advice or bad advice? Bad advice, right? If they said, don't listen to mom and dad. Bad advice, right? Okay? So it's very important that we listen to good advice, and it's important that we choose friends carefully, because we always want to be in the will of God. We always want to obey Him, and we want to make sure that God is shining down on us, right? We just sang the song, Jesus Loves Me, This I Know. One of the ways to know that God loves you and to sense that He loves you is to make sure you're doing the right thing. Amen? So what's the topic of today's story?
Listen to good advice from God.
Right, listen to good advice and choose your friends very carefully. Okay? Who would like to pray for us today? Come on down.
Dear Lord, thank you. protection. Protect us while we're at church. And dear Lord, love us and protect us and heal those people. And dear Lord, love us and protect us and forgive our sins. After the name of Jesus, my Lord, Christ, and Savior. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.